أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد آتينا داود وسليمان علما وقال الحمد لله الذي فضلنا على كثير من عباده المؤمنين. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله with the fazl of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Tonight being the 18th Taraweeh, the 18th night of this Mubarak month of Ramadan, we completed the 19th juz of the Quran. And the last quarter of the 19th juz of the Quran, there's a surah there that is called Suratul Naml. Now Naml, if you translate it from the Arabic language into English, it means ant. And the incident behind it, Allah Ta'ala talks about the kingdom that Allah Ta'ala had blessed Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. So Allah Ta'ala says that وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ عِلْمًا, that indeed we had blessed Dawud alayhi salam and his son Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam with knowledge. Allah Ta'ala had given him a lot of knowledge. They had knowledge. Dawud alayhi salam was given a book from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Zabur. So Allah Ta'ala had given them knowledge. And both of them said, وَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي فَضَّلَنَا عَلَىٰ كَثِيرٍ مِّنْ عِبَادِهِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, that all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has given us superiority over the rest of the creation. Now Dawud alayhi salam, Sulaiman alayhi salam made dua to Allah Ta'ala, رَبِّ هَبْلِي مُنْكًا لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّنْ بَعْدِي, that O Allah, give me a kingdom that nobody else after me will have. So Allah Ta'ala gave him such a kingdom that from the time of Sulaiman alayhi salam till Qiyamah, it is not possible for anybody to have such a vast kingdom. وَحُشِّرَ لِسُلَيْمَانَ جُنُودُهُ مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ وَالطَّيْرِ فَهُمْ يُوزَعُونَ. Quran talks about the army of Sulaiman alayhi salam. His army was not only an army consisting of men, but his army was an army consisting of the animals. His army was an army consisting of birds. Allah Ta'ala gave him control of the jinnat. وَالشَّيَاطِينَ كُلَّ بَنَّاءٍ وَغَوَّاسٍ. Sulaiman alayhi salam should just instruct the jinnat to go, and they should go and dive in the oceans and bring back pearls and jewels for him. Sulaiman alayhi salam had birds under his control. Sulaiman alayhi salam, Allah had given him such control that he could talk to any animal, and he could even hear the whisperings of the animal. As you understood in the next ayat, Allah Ta'ala mentions that as the army of Sulaiman alayhi salam was moving, they came to a colony of ants. And حتى إذا أتوا على وادي النمل قالت نملة يا أيها النمل ادخلوا مساكنكم لا يحتمنكم سليمان وجنوده وهم لا يشعرون فتبسم ضاحكا من قولها وقال. So Allah Ta'ala mentions that Sulaiman alayhi salam smiled and he heard the whispering of an ant. Such power Allah Ta'ala had given Sulaiman alayhi salam that he heard the whispering of an ant, and the ant told the other ants in his colony that go into your holes so that the army of Sulaiman alayhi salam does not trample you. So Quran mentions that Sulaiman alayhi salam smiled, and thereafter Sulaiman alayhi salam made a dua, and this is a dua for all of us to learn also. Sulaiman alayhi salam tells Allah, Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya wa ala waliday wa an'amala salihan tarda wa adkhilni bi rahmatika fi ibadika salihin. Through Allah, all these bounties you have given me, all these ni'mats, all this power, all this control, all this wealth, oh Allah, give me the ability to make shukr for these ni'mats, to thank you for all these bounties. And oh Allah, أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي, and upon my parents also. He makes dua for his parents also. This is also a lesson that we should make shukr for the ni'mat of parents, and we should always make dua and not forget our parents for all the ihsan that they bestowed upon us. And thereafter he tells Allah Ta'ala that, O Allah, make it easy for me to do those actions that earn your happiness, that earn your closeness, and O Allah, make me from amongst your pious slaves. So this was the dua that Sulaiman alayhi salam made. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala makes mention of another incident that took place. Sulaiman alayhi salam had a bird. This bird was called Hudhud. And this bird was used to carry messengers for Sulaiman alayhi salam, and it should fly across kingdoms for Sulaiman alayhi salam. So this bird was delayed for a while. So Sulaiman alayhi salam tells those in his court that Mali la aral Hudhud, أَمْ كَانَ مِنَ الْغَائِبِينَ, that what is the matter, I don't see Hudhud. Has he got lost? He's not present. And thereafter Sulaiman alayhi salam tells the people around him, لَوْعَذِّبَنَّهُ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا أَوْ لَأَذْبَحَنَّهُ أَوْ لَيَأْتِيَنِّي بِسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ. That this bird of mine, Hudhud, I am going to punish him, or I might even slaughter him. Or he must come with a very valid excuse, that why it was not in my court, why did it take so long to come? Thereafter Allah Ta'ala mentions, فَمَكَّثَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ فَقَالَ أَحَطُّ بِمَا لَمْ تُحِدْ بِهِ وَجِئْتُكَ مِنْ سَبَئٍ بِنَبَئٍ يَقِينٍ. So this bird came after a short while and tells Sulaiman alayhi salam that I saw something which we cannot comprehend. It was very, very evil, very bad. And what I'm going to tell you is the truth. نَبَئِ يَقِينٍ. I'm going to tell you the truth. إِنِّي وَجَدْتُ امْرَأَةً تَمْلِكُهُمْ وَأُوتِيَتْ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَلَهَا عَرْشٌ عَظِيمٌ. That I saw a woman, Allah Ta'ala had also made a queen over her kingdom. And this bird also makes mention of the large, great throne that Allah Ta'ala had given her. And thereafter this bird tells Sulaiman alayhi salam, but I saw something very, very bad in these people, that وَجَدْتُهَا وَقَوْمَهَا يَسْجُدُونَ لِلشَّمْسِ. That I saw she and her people, they are making sajda to the sun, they are not making sajda to Allah Ta'ala. So Sulaiman alayhi salam now tells his bird that go and take a message to these people, and now we'll see whether you are speaking the truth or you are speaking lies. So this bird goes and takes the message, and this is the only place in the Quran Majid the message of Sulaiman alayhi salam is written, that إِنَّهُ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ أَلَّا تَعْلُوا عَلَيَّ وَأْتُونِي مُسْلِمِينَ. Sulaiman alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala talks about the letter of Sulaiman alayhi salam that he sent to Bilqis, is written with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and do not be arrogant, do not be haughty, come and accept Islam. So this letter goes to Bilqis, she looks at it, and thereafter she calls in her ministers and they begin discussing. And she tells them that this bird has brought a message. قَالَتْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلَوْ أَفْتُونِي فِي أَمْرِي مَا كُنْتُ قَاطِعَةً أَمْرًا حَتَّى تَشْهَدُونَ. That I do not do any matter without consulting with you all. So what? Give me some opinion in this matter. So her ministers, they did not know who they were dealing with. So they say that نَحْنُ أُلُو قُوَّةٍ وَأُلُو بَأْسٍ شَدِيدٍ وَالْأَمْرُ إِلَيْكِ فَانْظُرِي مَاذَا تَأْمُرِينَ. That her ministers tell her that we are strong, we got powerful army, and you just command us and we will go and destroy this person. Bilqis was intelligent. So she tells them, no, we can't do things like that. قَالَتْ إِنَّ الْمُلُوكَ إِذَا دَخَلُوا قَرْيَةً أَفْسَدُوهَا وَجَعَلُوا أَعِزَّةَ أَهْلِهَا أَذِلَّةً وَكَذَلِكَ يَفْعَلُونَ. That when armies enter cities, then they cause anarchy, and they make those that are high, those that are lofty, they reduce them to being despised. And we see this happening in many, many Arab countries over the past few years. We witness this happening, that the king is now reduced to the prison, and he spends long, the ministers, as you see in Egypt, in Iraq, in Yemen, etc., those are the leaders for many, many years. Now when they were overthrown, then now they were reduced to the jails and the prisons. So she tells them that this is what can happen to us also. We might have power, we might have strength, it's better we negotiate. So what she does, she decides to send a gift. So she sends a gift to Sulaiman alayhi salam. So Sulaiman alayhi salam receives this gift, and he says that قَالَ أَتُمِدُّونَ لِبِمَالِ فَمَا آتَانِيَ اللَّهُ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا آتَاكُمْ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ بِهَدِيَّتِكُمْ تَفْرَحُونَ. With the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you cannot buy them out with any gift. There is no bribery or any sort of underhand activities that can take place. No, this was a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said that I trying to buy me out with wealth. What Allah ta'ala has given me is far more better than what you are trying to win me over with. بَلْ أَنْتُمْ بِهَدِيَّتِكُمْ تَفْرَحُونَ إِرْجِعْ إِلَيْهِمْ فَلَنَأْتِيَنَّهُمْ بِجُنُودِ اللَّهِ قِبَلَ لَهُمْ بِهَا وَلَنُخْرِجَنَّهُمْ مِنَا أَذِلَّةَ وَهُمْ صَاغِرُونَ. So he tells his bird that take this gift and go back to Bilqis and tell her that we are now going to bring an army and we are going to reduce you and make you despised. So now Bilqis realizes that this is a powerful army that we are dealing with. So she decides now to go and visit Sulaiman alayhi salam.
So Allah Ta'ala blessed Sulaiman alayhi salam with a very, very strong and powerful kingdom. So Sulaiman alayhi salam wanted to impress upon Bilqis to show the strength that Allah Ta'ala had bestowed him with. So he had jinnat in his court, and he even had pious people in his court. So he tells them, he addresses them, he says, قَالَ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلَأُ أَيُّكُمْ يَأْتِينِ بِعَرْشِهَا قَبْلَ أَيَّتُونِي مُسْلِمِينَ. That which one of you can bring for me her throne? As the bird had mentioned, she has a very, very magnificent, large, huge throne. Which one of you can bring her throne to me before she comes? Now she was coming from very, very far off place. So the ifrit jinn, قَالَ عِفْرِيتٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ أَنَا آتِيكَ بِقَبْلَ أَن تَقُومَ مِن مَقَامِكَ. Ifrit is a very, very powerful species of jinn. You get different types of jinnat. Ifrit is a very strong, powerful one. So he says that before you will wake up, that before this gathering terminates, I will bring that throne into your court. And thereafter, another person said, قَالَ الَّذِي عِنْدُهُ عِلْمٌ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ أَنَا آتِيكَ بِقَبْلَ أَن يَرْتَدَّ إِلَيْكَ طَرْفُكَ. That before you even bat an eyelid, that throne will be in your court. And all of a sudden, the throne was in the court of Sulaiman alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala had given Sulaiman alayhi salam control of everything, even the winds. In one ayat of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَلِي سُلَيْمَانَ الرِّيحَ هُدُوهُ أَشَهْرُ وَرَوَاحُ أَشَهْرُ. That for Sulaiman alayhi salam, he has subjugated the wind. And a morning, in one stride, he will cover an entire morning's journey. And in one stride with the wind, he will cover an entire evening's journey. He should just travel with the wind. Allah Ta'ala had given him this control. So, Mufassirin mentioned that it was with that control that he was able to bring the throne into his court. Now Bilqis comes and she looks. Sulaiman alayhi salam had a very, very large palace. And he instructed the jinnat to build a palace out of glass for him. His palace was such that he sat on his throne, and between him and the entrance there was a fountain. And he instructed them to build such type of glass that was very, very clear. And it was over the fountain. It was such that if anyone looked at it, they would not have known that there was glass there. And they would have thought it's just water there. So when Bilqis came, so Quran even mentions this incident. When Bilqis came and she saw this Sulaiman alayhi salam sitting on the other side of the water, so she assumed that she would have to step into the water. Quran mentions that فَرَمَّا رَأَتْهُ حَسِبَتْهُ لُجَّتَهُ وَكَشَفَتْ عَنْ سَاقِيهَا. That she saw this, and she thought that is the water, so she lifted up her dress little bit, and she tried to step into the water in order to get to Sulaiman alayhi salam, and thereafter she realized her foolishness. So like this now, Sulaiman alayhi salam taught her a lesson also. And Mufassirin mentioned also that definitely Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam turned his gaze away when Bilqis tried to step into the water. That is just by the way. So thereafter, it rang inside her and it taught her a lesson that definitely what Sulaiman alayhi salam is inviting me towards is the truth. And Quran mentions that thereafter she accepted Islam. Another ayat of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَلِسُلَيْمَانَ الرِّيحَ عَاصِفَةً تَجْرِي بِأَمْرِهِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا وَكُنَّا بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِمِينَ. In many places in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala talks about أَرْضٌ مُبَارَكٌ سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَى بِعَبْدِهِ لَيْلًا مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ الْأَقْصَى الَّذِي بَارَكْنَا حَوْلَهُ. In another ayat, وَنَجِّيْنَاهُ وَلُوطًا إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا لِلْعَالَمِينَ. So here also Allah Ta'ala talks about the blessed land, سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَى. Allah Ta'ala says, we saved Ibrahim alayhi salam from the punishment, and we saved Lut alayhi salam when we destroyed his nation, and where we took them? To the blessed land. And Allah Ta'ala also says that Sulaiman alayhi salam also, he should travel with the wind and he should go to the blessed land. So which is the blessed land that is referred to? The blessed land that is referred to is Ardul Mubarakun, Masjid al-Aqsa, the area around Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine, the land of Al-Quds. Allah Ta'ala repeatedly talks about it as the blessed land. So Sulaiman alayhi salam resided there, and those that Allah Ta'ala had given him the opportunity, and may Allah give all of us the opportunity to visit this Mubarak land, those that have visited this land will notice there are many, many buildings that were constructed by the jinnat from the time of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. So friends and elders, we have run out of time. Very, very briefly, one incident we can learn from this entire lesson of Sulaiman alayhi salam is that there is no harm in a person earning wealth. Allah Ta'ala can make a person very wealthy. And we can see there was nobody that can have the amount of wealth that Sulaiman alayhi salam had. Rabbi habli munkan la yanbaghi li ahadin min ba'di. Allah Ta'ala gave him a kingdom that nobody else will have. He was a Nabi of Allah and he was a king also. But there is a condition regarding it. That to make shukr for the ni'mas that Allah Ta'ala has given you. Allah Ta'ala gives a person abundant wealth. And how does one make shukr for that wealth? To make shukr of wealth is to use that wealth in a manner that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires you to use it, and to refrain from using in a way that will earn the wrath and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala gives a person wealth, make shukr of that wealth by paying its dues and using it in the correct way. Allah ta'ala mentions that if you make shukr, I will increase you, but if you make na shukri, then my punishment is very, very severe. May Allah give us the tawfiq of making shukr. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.